With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, guys. I'm just gonna do a quick guys. Stay talking. Guy, yeah. Okay, settle down. All right. Okay. No, don't start again. You're supposed to listen. Okay. Oh. Quiet. All right. Okay. Fine. Thank you so much for coming to the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies show summer party. As you can tell, this is a lovely festival theme we've got going on here, the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies Festival. I just want to say thank you all for coming. We've had a great half year. The podcast has been doing really well, much better than Christmas. We've actually, this is, as you all know, this is the first year we've been able to afford to allow partners to come to one of our official parties. So welcome all partners, male, female. Thank you. So we've got some great things planned. We've got on this big old stage here, we've got some bands lined up for later, so that's pretty exciting. We got our food trucks over there. We've got the crepe van, the chip van, and the crepe and chips van. So enjoy that. Go wild. It's heavily subsidised. It's about 50p off a ham and cheese crepe. So enjoy that for £6.50. It's just so great to see you all. Thank you so much. What was that? Oh, Tim. No, Tim couldn't make it, I'm afraid. I did ask him, of course, as the co-host of this podcast. We obviously wanted him to be here. Unfortunately, he is busy. I think we're just about getting ready to get this started. I'm going to fire up a bit of disco music, and then we will get drunk. We've got white Russians at the bar. We've got black Russians at the bar. So I'm not going to hold you up anymore. Right. Okay. Enjoy it. Thanks for a great year. Here's to another great 6 months. All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you. Thank you. No, thanks, guys. I know. Right. Cheers. Thanks. Oh, God. Yep. All right. Everyone just ignore that.
Tim.
Very good, Andy.
What are you doing here?
What a great question, Andy.
I purposely
what
didn't invite you.
What's the name of this event?
The Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies Festival.
Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies Festival.
Yeah.
Is that in any way affiliated to a certain podcast that we do together?
Yes, it's our summer party.
Oh, then why have I only just arrived?
I don't know. You're not even supposed to be here.
Yeah, why not?
Because I didn't invite you.
Why not?
Because the thing is, Tim, as the general manager of this podcast, okay, start that again.
Oh, well done, I'll be the general manager.
Stop that. As the general manager of this podcast, I've got to look out for my employees, okay? Yeah. So I need to... What? Wait, whoa! What? You are but one employee, Tim.
But one?
There's all these other employees here, and I wanted to give them something special for working so hard this year, so I'm letting their partners come. But Tim, you haven't worked hard enough,
no,
for one.
No,
two, you don't have a partner.
Listen,
And three...
Who does Marvel News every episode? Tim Goodings.
There never is any Marvel
There's
News,
There's always
Tim.
Marvel News, Andy. And it's always good, and it's always audible.
It's not. It's stupid. You haven't been looking on Cinema Blend. You don't get the Marvel News. You do this huge ruse where you think you're coming up with all this
news. I don't know what Reuters is, Andy. Well, how can you expect me to understand what Cinema Blend
book.
Is? Read a book.
And really grow hard. Up.
Look, for the past few
and
episodes...
take a chill pill.
I'm not supposed to take any more of those. For the past few episodes, Andy...
We're all taking them here. It's a party.
Partly out of panic, I have been the one to ask
I'm
the...
off my tits on chill.
Who's been the one to, mostly out of panic and fear of silence, ask the question about pranks on set? It's been me the past few times, because I've been too stupid to think of a better question.
Oh, I'm sorry if my interview technique has moved on beyond pranks on set.
You don't sound
I'm
sorry.
I'm asking proper questions
Don't sound
now.
Sorry. You sound like you're being passive-aggressive and waggling your head around and doing the voice that I'm doing now.
What voice is that, Tim? Oh, this is my normal everyday voice when I go
well
into a
done.
Shop and you go, can I have a can of Coke, please? Can I have a little round of applause, please? Thanks,
Oh, no,
Tim.
Not if you're asking for it. Well, then.
Good.
So you feel vindicated in not inviting me?
Yes, because three is bring your partners.
Yeah, that was one.
And as we... All right, two. One, bring your partners. Two, you're not pulling your weight.
I don't
three,
have a partner.
Three.
One was not pulling
my
away.
Partner yep. is your ex-wife, and I don't want you coming in here...
Oh, you brought her?
Getting drunk.
Why did
flipping
you
tables.
Her?
Trying to crack onto her again. Why did I bring her? Because it's bring your partners to your podcast festival
Sorry,
party day.
Let's get this straight. Are you suggesting it would be bad for... one of the hosts of the podcast to crack on to the wife of the other host of the podcast.
Yeah, when they're married to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that
As
weird?
I am married yeah. to Genevieve.
Well, cast your fair mind back some years to when I was married to Genevieve. And what did you did do?
Well, that's different, Tim. And I'll tell you why that's different. She cracked on to me. So that's fine. If she was to, if you were to come here
well,
and she cracked on to you...
And
it was unfortunate what happened to her.
She hosts a podcast.
Genevieve was
And your wife at the time hosted a podcast.
Right.
I can't remember what it's called. I'm sure we'll work it out later.
Yeah.
How is Genevieve's podcast going?
Really well.
Which she presents with your ex-wife.
Well, their summer parties next week.
Can I come?
Well, the problem is we've got a festival theme they have as well, but they're so popular that their
Wait,
festival
can you explain
is,
the festival
is
theme
Glastonbury.
Right, so the festival is named after their podcast,
yeah.
the Glastonbury podcast.
The Talking Glasto Music Glasto podcast.
Ah, no, so is that cool they don't even use the full word Glastonbury?
Yeah.
So can you explain the festival theme of this party? Because I don't understand it, apart from just there being grass everywhere.
Well, very astute, there's grass everywhere. There are tents, people are camping overnight in tents.
No.
Like a festival?
I misled you. What I'm asking is why.
It's sunny. Right. It's yep. in the summer. That's when festivals are.
No, that's why a summer party are. Do that outside.
Yeah.
Why a festival?
Well, because it's the in thing.
It's out. Just it's outside. So we've got a whole festival just for this podcast now.
Yeah.
How have you managed to get all the people and how...
Well, it's only small. It's only the people on staff at the podcast.
Taken over the entire town of Wells, Andy. Like, it's insane.
It's a lovely town.
Yeah, it's nice.
We've got a big staff now, Tim, because I had to draft in a bunch of new people because you weren't pulling your weight. I had to get in a whole team to come up with some actual Marvel news.
Once again. What? And what's happened to that?
Well, that's for next week.
Where's Genevieve?
Genevieve, she's getting me a white Russian.
Is she in the tent?
In the beer tent, yeah. We don't have any beers, just white Russians.
But they called it the beer tent.
Yeah, because it's a festival.
And you've got... Okay. How did you manage to get all the invites out to everyone that works at the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show without getting me...
Well, I just sent an email around to everyone and just...
Except me.
Well, no, I couldn't work out how to do that. So what I had to do was to get Craig to send out an email to everyone, then break into your office and delete the email. But you're never there, so it doesn't make any fucking difference.
Well, guess what happened, Andy?
What?
He did delete the email.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So why are you here? So how did you get here?
I'll tell you. Then, because he's a fucking idiot, he forgot I wasn't supposed to know about it and invited me as his plus one, didn't he, mate?
Oh, Craig.
Yes. He's giving a thumbs up.
I was wondering when you were going to speak up. Why did you do that? We actually, we sat down. We had an hour-long meeting about it.
You just were like, you and
him? Yes. Can you not interrupt him when he's speaking,
sorry,
please?
Sorry.
Craig, look, you know, it's fine. I'm not going to fire you about it. So it's okay. Like, we'll deal with this now. But in future, just listen to me.
For today, he's my boyfriend. Otherwise, I wouldn't let us
get you're in. His boyfriend. You're his plus one.
Yeah. Okay.
Tim, we can't have you here. We know as soon as you get a white Russian in you, you're going to go mental.
Listen, no. I'm dedicated, right? I will. I just want to enjoy.
Right, talk me through it, Tim. What would happen if I let you stay?
Look, well, let me.
When
let
Genevieve me... comes out here with a white Russian for me and none for you, how will that make you feel?
Let me tell you what happened when I arrived, okay? Craig drove me here in his Fiat Punto. We got to the front gate, right? Craig flashed his ticket. They clipped on a wristband. They then said, "Who's this cunt about me?" And I said,
"Yeah, I showed them a picture of you."
Craig said, "Oh, this is my plus one."
Yeah,
and they
Tim
said,
cunt.
"Prove it." And so we had to prove it.
How did you prove
in front
that
of
you
them?
Were his plus one?
Well,
just by being there.
No, we had to prove that we were together.
How did you do that?
Well, we started slow. He just sort of put his hand on my lower back. And then they were like, okay, good, more. And then his fingers just drifted underneath my waistband.
Yeah, go on.
And then I made a face like I was enjoying it, so that they would think that I was used to that and it was nice.
Keep going.
And then they said, yes, like you did.
Yeah.
Very similar. Yes, more, they said. And then
don't stop.
He blew in my ear.
Give me more.
And then he just came in really close to me and told me how much I meant to him. And please don't. And then he smacked my bottom and sucked one of my toes.
Ah.
And they said, "Oh, that's enough. That's good enough. You can come in." And here I am. I have to leave my shoe at the gate, though.
Yeah, so talk me through what will happen when Genevieve comes out here for white Russian for me and
that doesn't you. That doesn't interest you at all, that story.
Well,
we're just leaving that.
I've learned how you got in. Now we're going to deal with how to get you out again.
You're not going to... Okay. You're not concerned about mine and Craig's relationship, how we're going
to
be moving?
That's going to be the subject of a disciplinary when we get back to the office. This is a party,
yeah.
So I'm dealing with
problems. Oh, tell me about it.
At hand.
I got my toe sucked,
right
here, did I tell you?
Right now. You got your toe sucked.
Mm.
By Craig,
yeah,
and Craig will pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Indiscretion. You, we're gonna see how it goes today. It will be a problem come Monday, Tim.
Why?
Because he's gonna have to pay for his actions. But this is why I urge you to go home now.
He's done me a good deed, Andy.
We don't have to wait till Monday.
He's done me a good. He's a good boy, and you don't see how hard he works.
This isn't about Craig.
He drives me places, like here. He lets me in places like here, and he sometimes will water my plants for me, and once he wipes the leaves on them.
Tim.
Because they were getting dusty.
Tim, this is about you.
Well, as long as Craig's here with me to back me up when Genevieve comes out, I think I'll be okay. Are you gonna stick around, Craig? You want to see the bands? What bands have you got on?
Placebo.
Placebo?
Yeah. We've got Foo Fighters.
Oh, Craig's jumping up and down. He likes them. Mm. He thinks that Dave Grohl's a really nice guy because he broke his leg.
That is nice.
That is nice of him. Remember when he did that? And everyone was like, what a great guy. Yeah. I think, Craig's gone. He's gone off to see the Foo Fighters. They're not even on yet, are they?
No, we got them opening up.
Oh, so they've been on?
No, this is the first band's coming on now.
It's them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
We've got bigger bands headlining.
You will sing with me. I'm very happy and honored to be here. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool.
Metronomy.
No.
Neil Young.
I did see his name come across. I'm not sure if. Because he was a little bit worried that
Bon Jovi
wasn't big enough for the stage. Bon Jovi.
He's too young.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. He's very small. He's the size of an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Got Neil Old on. We haven't, that's a joke.
Craig got that for
me. Look,
you
Tim,
again.
Stop distracting me with these band names. That's going to be irrelevant to you because you're going to go home. Oh! Here she is.
Oh, shit.
Tim, play it cool.
Okay.
Play it cool.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, thanks. Yep, lovely White Russian, my favourite drink. You remember Tim? Tim? Behave. Yeah, I know. I didn't invite him. He just turned up. Craig gave him his plus one. Yeah, I'm trying to send him home.
Oh, is that...
I'm trying to send him home.
Is that some crepes? I'll go and get some crepes.
Yeah, could you, Tim?
Yep.
All right, I'm just going to have a word with General.
I'll... Do you want any crepes?
We'll talk about this in a minute, okay?
Chips?
Craig, take him away. Bye, Tim.
As okay. Crepes and chips.
Yep. All right. Yeah, I know. I didn't invite him, but I sent around the email. Craig was supposed to delete. He did. Bless him. He's a hard worker. But then he forgot that Tim wasn't supposed to be coming. Yeah, I know. Look, I'm going to discipline him on Monday. It's not going to be a problem. This won't happen again. I've been talking to Tim. I'm hoping that he'll be okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to give him a White Russian.
Excuse me. My name's Neil.
Yep.
Can you show me the way to the backstage area, please?
Yeah, you're not allowed backstage.
I think I'm performing.
I'm not sure if you are. You're a bit small.
Yeah, you're very young.
Look, we got a kids area out the back.
Yeah.
Just play some Legos or some shit.
No, I'm not kidding. I just look like one.
I've got a lot to fucking deal with right now.
I just look like one. I've got a big guitar. It looks much bigger because I'm really small. And I've got a song about being an old man. And I actually am, even though I look young.
All right, we've got a chair in the kids' tent. If you just go sit up on there, you can play a couple of songs if you want to.
To the children?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go and do that.
All right. It's weird because when, like, you see a kid playing music, you can tell if they've got that natural talent. Yeah, no, you're right. He's never gonna make anything. All right, Genevieve, I'm gonna have to go sort out this guy. He's awful. I'll catch up with you in a bit, right? Go hang out with Meryl for a bit. No, she's lovely. Honestly, don't be intimidated. She's absolutely fine. Look, she empties the bins at the podcast HQ. She's fine. Look, she's beneath you. Neil?
Yeah?
That's enough, mate.
I'm not done.
Hop off the chair. Should we get you a cherry coke? Tim?
Hello, I've got the crepe and chips.
What are you drinking?
What
have you got in your hand?
Crepe and chips.
Yeah, but what's the drink you got?
That is Fanta.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no.
Tim, when are you leaving? Do you want me to call you a taxi?
I'm not leaving, Andy. It's a festival party. I'm here to enjoy the festival party.
I know, but I'm worried about what you're going to do if you interact with Genevieve.
Where
you
is
have
she?
A White Russian. Look, there's White Russians everywhere.
Where's
it's
going
to be hard for you to avoid. I sent her over to talk to Meryl.
Okay, well, I think I need to be able to actually speak to her.
Why? Because just leave.
But I need to. It needs to happen at some point. We need to be able to get past this.
Tim, we got past it when I...
No, that's you getting... That's her getting past me.
Yeah.
And our vows.
Yeah.
But you and me need to get past this tension.
No, that was the divorce that... Surely that's when the tension just frittered away.
The divorce?
Yeah.
That's not tension. Do you want...
For a minute, I thought we weren't going to get your house.
What?
That was quite tense.
Who's that other person? Is that a singer approaching?
Oh, Brian Molko.
Who?
Brian Molko.
Who's that?
Guy from Placebo.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you go and speak to Genevieve and I'll speak to this guy.
All right, okay.
All right, mate. Are you, I'm Tim. Are you, Brian, is it?
Yes.
Hello, mate. My name's Tim.
Yes.
Do you need anything?
No.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
Good luck. When are you on?
9:30.
Oh, okay. And what are you doing till then?
Just drink some White Russians.
Okay. Do you want some crepe and chips?
Yes, please.
Oh, I've got some hedge on. Oh, just. Oh. No, I'll feed you. Open your mouth. There you go. It's always a bit hot.
Oh, burn my mouth.
All right. Well, you obviously don't want anything from me, so I guess you can leave now.
Who are you?
I'm Tim. I'm one of the hosts of the podcast of this festival.
You weren't invited.
Oh, did you get the picture as well?
I did.
And did it say that I was a cunt?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I came as Craig's plus one, so do you know Craig?
Yeah.
You do?
I love that show.
Oh, yeah, it's a good show. All right, well, if you think I'm a cunt, you can probably go and go to the green room or something.
You think you're not a cunt?
Go on. What have you heard?
Then you drink 10 White Russians, and then you, you beat Craig.
He tells it very differently to how I tell it.
How do you tell it?
Well, I never remember doing it, so I tell it as I drink 6 White Russians.
Because your mom died on White Russians.
Wake up. What?
That's why he don't remember it.
Because?
Your mom died on White Russians.
There's no evidence of that.
The 10 empty glasses.
What's wrong with your voice?
It's just how I sound.
How do you sing?
Sing one of your
songs. I don't know Placebo very well. Can you sing one of your songs?
Every you, every me. I think it's the other way around.
Okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay, bye.
Andy!
What?
Come back.
Yeah, all right.
How's Genevieve doing?
Yeah, she's fine. She's a little bit concerned.
About what?
The fact that you're still here.
Brian. Did you see him?
He's got a weird voice,
isn't
he?
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I think he's, you know...
Michael Jackson.
I think he might be Michael Jackson from South Park.
All right, well, I...
Will you promise me you're not going to drink White Russians?
Can I promise that I won't and then drink some anyway?
No. And can you at least go home after the band? I don't want you
yeah,
at
well,
the,
obviously I'm
I don't
going
want
home
you
after
at
the
after
party. It's an after party.
Of course there's an after party. This is a festival.
If I promise to not have any White Russians, can I go to the after party?
Sure. Look, I'm gonna get myself a White Russian though. Do you want anything?
Can you get me a White Russian, please?
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure. All right, I'll be back in a sec.
Oh, hi, Genevieve. Andy's just gone off to get some White Russians. No, I promised I wouldn't have any. That's, no, definitely not. I know that's a sticking point for you. How are the kids? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you... Yes, well, I have, but I think you might have given me the wrong phone numbers for them because I am talking to a Japanese man a lot and he doesn't speak English. Right, but then that's very advanced. You say they're learning Japanese, but that must be... That's surely not them. And their deep voices. And they're only, like, 6. Okay, fine. Well, we'll see. I'll compare with Andy, then. Compare what his numbers for them are, should I? Right, well, then... Okay. Then we'll see. How is everything going with Andy? Falling apart, is it, or...? Fine. That's now happy for you. It's good. Yeah. Oh, God. Loads of women. I have loads of women, and they are all waiting for me at home. And actually, I'll be going and doing my own after party with just me and women. And most of them are famous. Some of them are each other's mums. So... Pretty weird.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Girls.
Girls?
Yeah.
Genevieve's a girl.
Nah.
You weren't talking about her, were you?
To her. She was just saying that things aren't great between you. No, you did say a bit.
She intimated
it with her eyes.
No, she's saying that that's what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. When she said it with her eyes and I repeated it back with my mouth.
You're making up shit. This is what I was talking about, Tim. You can't come in here and cause fucking trouble.
Is that White Russian for me?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Remember, don't drink White Russians, okay?
I promise I won't. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So don't try and trick me into getting you one next time I go to the bar or anything.
Okay, fine.
I've had a few myself, so I can't... You know, I've got to be careful. But I've got Genevieve here. What do you
Is
mean
she
I gave
him
one? I didn't give him one.
No.
I've got mine
Genevieve,
here.
Genevieve, don't stir shit.
Genevieve, come on. That's Tim's MO.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, isn't it? Causing shit. Don't you start.
It's my mo.
Spending too much time with you.
Not spending any time with me. This is the first time I've seen her in years.
Just calm down.
Okay.
Sit in the corner.
Are you going to drink that white Russian?
No, do you want it?
Yeah.
I've already had a few, so.
Yeah, that's fine. Sorry, just give me a second. I'm just drinking these two drinks at the same time.
Those are Fantas.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, the Fantas. Fanta.
White Fanta.
Mm-hmm, Russian.
What's that? Lychee.
Genevieve, are you going to drink that white Russian?
No, Genevieve, you've had enough. Give it to him.
Thank you. Shit.
I'm going to get to bar. Do you want anything?
What are you getting?
I'm going to get another white Russian.
Just one of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. I'll be back in a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could I just grab, I think it's just one white Russian. Anything from...
Can I get a
I
beer?
I can't remember.
Can
what
I get a beer?
What, who are you?
Steve.
I'm trying to order.
Andy, it's me, Steve.
I'm trying to order from the bar.
Yeah.
Can you wait until I'm done?
I'm trying to get someone a drink. I'm trying to order too.
Well, you wait your turn, don't you?
Yeah.
Who are you? You look familiar.
Steve, I'm Steve. Andy, it's me, Steve.
Jobs.
Cigar.
He's dead.
You know, and recognize me with a ponytail.
Yeah, I suppose. So, have you been in any... What have you been doing recently? Oh, no, I know you. Your payroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do all the...
How's it going?
Backs.
You remember what...
Backs and tax, yeah. Baby.
No, you've been doing a good job. You remember when I said it's all right if you accidentally forget to pay Tim sometimes? Absolutely fine.
Oh, you want me to?
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, well, like...
Maybe I'll get his ass and get
Let me get a few beers in me and I'll forget.
All right, lovely. Cool, right.
Have any beer here or is it just these fucking white Russians?
It's just white Russians is like the mascot of our company.
How many tokens do I get?
Yeah, you get one free one.
Okay, give me a free one.
I'm not the bar guy.
No, I'm talking to the bar guy.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're standing next to the fucker. Get out from behind the bar, Andy.
This is my festival. I can stand wherever the fuck I want.
Well then, can I get a beer?
Bar guy's stood right next to me. He can serve.
What's the bar guy's name?
David.
David?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean from the...
The X-Files, yeah.
Yeah, I like the alien show. That's cool, man. David, can you get me a beer? Fucking white Russian, whatever, man.
I'm going to go...
No, wait, I didn't get my token.
We'll pay for it, then.
What do they look like?
They're pink.
And what's the picture on them?
The picture is of me.
So it's a piece of paper with your face on?
It's an Andy Pound.
It's an Andy... Oh, okay, so... You didn't think to maybe use your own surname as some kind of...
Why?
...pun on the fact that you're paying a price?
I didn't see the link.
Okay. Can I have one?
Well, you were really given one at the gate.
I really want a beer.
Well, you've been given one, so I don't know what you've done with it. And there's no beer.
No, I didn't get one.
Steven... It sounds like you've already had a few beers.
I didn't come in through the gate.
Where did you come in?
I got myself pretty bad on the barbed wire.
Well, maybe you should go home.
I don't want to go home. I want a beer.
Look.
Hey, David. The booze is out there, right?
Oh,
can I get a beer?
Don't tease him.
Oh, fuck you. I didn't mean that, boss. I'm sorry.
Look, go
can
chill
I get
out.
Some gauze
for
my hands.
Go to the St. John's ambulance and sit down and chill out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
Do they have beer?
David, can I have two White Russians, please? Tim.
Yeah.
Is your Fanta.
Thanks, mate. Was, yeah.
All right, so what do you think? How do you think we've done on the podcast in the last year or so?
What?
How do you think we've done on the podcast in the last year or so?
It's been 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, so also it's six months. Oh.
This is your review.
This is it?
Yeah,
this
I wonder whether some personal problems from home have been sneaking into your work.
Well, as you know, I don't... you don't let me have a girlfriend.
Yep.
So I have resorted to what people call a living doll. She's just been a bit difficult at the moment.
The doll?
Yeah.
Oh, what's she doing?
Well, she's not really... Stacey is what I call her.
Yeah.
Real doll.
How often do you guys...
Not as much as I'd like.
How come?
She,
works long hours. Has to stay late at the office.
No, she gets headaches and... She, I mean, by the time I get home, she's just asleep a lot of the time.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it's difficult because, I mean, this is the closest I can get without violating your rule. But even then, it's not exactly what
I mean. It's not really a problem because if she's not really letting you do much anyway, it's not really taking up much of the time that you should be working on the podcast anyway. So, I mean, it's not a problem for me.
It's not satisfying my needs, Andy.
Oh, there's not much I can do about that.
Can I bring her?
Your life-size sex doll.
Well, don't say it like it's weird that she's life-size. That's better. It'd be weird if she was small.
Like Neil Young.
Or doll-sized.
Yeah.
Like Neil Young.
Yeah, but I mean...
I've got a chance with him.
I mean, that's not really good enough reason to... Like, just the fact that she's normal size doesn't mean that you should bring her to a work party.
That's not why I want to bring her, Andy. I want to bring her because she's my life partner. And... I feel sad sometimes.
Oh,
about
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make Genevieve jealous.
Don't be ridiculous, you. Andy. Of
I told you not to play
Craig,
these mind games.
Stacey.
No, Craig, don't bring Stacey. No, don't bring Tim's sex doll. She's got no place at a festival. She'll get covered
Stacey.
In mud. It'll.
It's not mud. Yeah, no, give him these. The fucking
Tim,
pounds.
She'll get covered
Craig,
in dirt. You'll have to wash her in the shower. She'll melt.
Not
the water will be too
witch.
Hot for her, she'll melt.
Craig, run, go now.
Craig, come back here.
Go.
Craig, this
He's
will just be
attack.
Another thing
He's
we
gone.
Have to talk about on Monday. This is why I didn't want you here, Tim, because Genevieve was going to be here with me and then you were going to come and you're just acting
Look,
weird. You want to bring your sex doll and you
just hold on 1 second. Are you going to drink that White Russian?
No, I've had enough.
Thank you. Can I have it?
Yeah, of course.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
You don't even have to ask, just take That's it fine. Just rip it from my hand. Yeah. Look, Tim, I think there's... Like,
get Genevieve over here.
Tim,
let's hash this out.
Like, is Fanta affecting you in this kind of way? You seem quite drunk. You haven't been...
It's the
you haven't been sneaking Stephen's White Russians, have you?
Hang
on,
Tim. He's drinking beer, isn't he?
What's that in your hand?
Fanta.
Why is it white?
It's gone off.
You've been drinking White Russians. Who's been giving you White Russians? I'm going to discipline them.
Steve.
They'll be in my office on Monday morning. It was
Steve,
was it?
Yeah, it was Steve.
Oh, that prick. He's gone. He's actually does quite a good job of not paying you.
What?
Nothing. But how many have you had?
Of what?
Of the White Russians.
How many tokens did you give me and how many White Russians did you give me?
I gave,
Steve give you me.
I gave you 15 tokens. You haven't drank them all, have you?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
Tim.
I haven't drank them all. I exchanged
this
them all.
This is why you
want to
bring your sex doll, your smash. You're going to start flipping the tables.
Where's
now.
Genevieve?
You're going to start heckling Brian Molko
Where's
and Placebo
Genevieve?
On stage. Don't you dare. I've been waiting all year
Where's
to
Genevieve?
See Placebo. I want to see Pure Morning.
I want to see
Genevieve.
And
I want to see it done right. I know like that his voice is
I
a little
see
bit
Harvest
off today,
Moon.
But I think once he's on stage, he'll be fine. Who does Harvest Moon? I don't know who the fuck
Neil.
You're talking about.
Neil.
He's a kid. He's not allowed up there. We haven't got the insurance. Look, Tim.
He's killing
Go
it,
to the St. John's ambulance
it.
And have a sit down. Take an ibuprofen.
They're busy with Steve and his cut-up hands.
Well, he needs to stop fighting with knives. Tim, go sit down.
Where's Genevieve?
She's over there.
We need to hash this out.
Yeah. Look, you're not going to say anything weird, are you?
I am not going to drink any more weird, no.
Oh. All right, I'm going to go get a White Russian first, though, because I'm all out.
Get me one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, cheers.
All right, fine. David? Yeah, I'll have four, actually. I'll have four White Russians. All
okay,
right, cool.
Then.
Genevieve, I think, yeah, I know Tim wants to have a word with us. Yeah, I know, it's probably just better.
Hey, Andy, just ignore him.
Oh, fuck off, Stephen.
Hey, beers?
No, please. Go home. My hand's really get out. Lost.
The St. John's
ambulance. No, I took
guys.
A chance on you, Stephen.
Hey, listen.
You were wait, out of work, overweight,
me.
And I gave you a chance
stop
in our payroll
me.
Department. And but now all you're doing is asking me for fucking
St. John's
beer.
Ambulance,
no beer.
The St. John's ambulance guys told me I needed beer to pour on my hands.
All right, fine. I got one in my pocket.
Thanks, man. You got a bottle opener.
What for?
To open the fucking
beer.
It's
a can.
All right, sorry.
David,
hey,
don't
you
serve
a hot
him
wife,
anymore.
Man.
Don't save him. Don't you start.
I'm sorry. Does
I've
she like men with ponytails?
No, she doesn't. She thinks she looked like a...
Get her to watch my movies and give her my number. I'm going home.
Tim.
Yep.
We're here to talk.
Hello.
I got you four
Fantas. Thank you.
There we go.
Oh, thank you.
Don't drink them all at once. Turn your pee orange. White Russian.
I
haven't spoken to any of the White Russians, have you?
I tried to chat up Olga, but... We've got previous.
Let me tell you a secret.
And I can't. I'm not allowed
she
to.
She was born Oleg.
I don't care.
Good. Yeah, good. Very progressive.
No, just like it.
Right, so we're here. What do you want to talk about?
I just want to clear the air. Well, I need to be. We need to be okay with you and Genevieve. And I need to be show you that I'm okay with her being here and me being here and you being here with her and being here. How good is the fucking?
It's great.
Okay, what if I try and be really happy about it for you and try and like act like I'm just like a normal mate and I don't even know about her in that way? And
all right, let's do some non-sexual role play. So you come over to us now, pretend you've just come over
and
just having a conversation
right,
with us as a
I
normal
pretend,
couple.
Yeah, exactly. And I pretend I've never even met her before, actually.
Well, I'm not sure if that's healthy.
Okay, but pretend I never fucked her before.
Okay, fine, yeah. Okay. I'd like that.
Okay, and I'll just walk over from... Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, you got any beer?
Oh, God's sake.
Oh, am I interrupting something?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Go away.
Okay, sorry.
Tim, come over here.
Sorry. Oh, I just turned around for a second. Hello.
Hi.
Andy.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Enjoying the festival?
Thank you.
Enjoying the party?
Yes, I'm drinking.
Good White Russians, all right?
Yeah, really good.
Good idea?
Yes.
Oh,
is this your wife that you always told me about?
Yes, this is Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Genevieve, this is Tim. He's my co-host on the podcast that I host.
Yes. Oh, so nice to meet you. Would it be inappropriate if I kissed her on the cheek?
No.
No, it wouldn't, would it?
No.
Good, I'll do it then.
Normal.
And come here. Just on the cheek. And, oh, just
one
and
for
European
me?
On the other one as well.
All right.
Oh, don't run away. On the other, it's two on each. It's French. That's three.
Oh, that's great.
And then one on
and
the
now, no,
and then
now,
one
no,
on the chin.
You move away now.
One on the chin.
No, none on
and
the
that,
chin.
And that's
Tim,
German.
That's weird. No, don't do that.
The Germans do on the chin.
Okay, all right, stop. Role play over. You fucked it up.
Try again?
No.
One more, once more.
No, but we go from after the kissing.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that was a nice kissing.
You're not going to kiss me?
Where do you want it?
On the cheek.
Oh.
We're French Europeans.
You don't want to kiss on the lips?
No.
Why?
Because we're French.
But what if we weren't?
What would we be?
English.
Oh, yeah, then on the lips.
Okay, come here.
Right, that's normal.
That's nice. how did you two meet then?
We met at a spa.
Yep.
You remember?
No, I wasn't there.
Okay,
I remember.
Fine. And she was in the jacuzzi. She is actually with someone else at the time. It's a bit naughty.
Yeah,
and he and her were having an argument. And then I comforted her. And one thing led to another.
What was the argument about?
He was a terrible person.
What was
though,
the argument
so
about?
What was it about, Genevieve? She said you called her a prick.
Oh, I wasn't there.
Oh, sorry. The man.
Maybe she was being a prick. But I don't know.
Tim.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, Kado.
Right, anyway. He was an awful person. I saved her from him, as all good movie stars do.
Well, you're not one.
Well, I work in the movies.
Right. And you give stars.
I do give stars.
You stole her from some guy.
Stole is a strong word.
Yeah, I know. Well, I said it.
Retrieved. No, that's not a good word.
Saved.
Saved.
No.
Like a movie star.
What's her relationship with her ex like?
It's,
does that impact your daily life much?
It's getting better.
How is
it? Hopefully.
Is he a nice guy?
Well, no, but he's...
Why not?
He's
what's wrong
trying
with him? Drink too many white Russians.
He's aggressive. He's, you know...
Too meta with his role plays?
A little bit.
What?
And he just needs to be a bit more respectful. Can you do
anything you like about him?
There's a few things.
Go on.
I think he makes a good co-host.
Yeah.
He's got lovely eyes.
Ah, and, I mean, either, like, kissed him or...
Just once.
Is he a good kisser?
It's all right.
Okay. Like the sound of this guy. When can I meet him?
He loves his pranks on set.
Yeah, pranks are funny. And on set.
Yeah.
Do you think you could forgive him?
I think I could find it in my heart to.
And what would that take?
Shut up, Genevieve, we're talking.
What would that take? Shut up, Genevieve.
That's fair.
That is fair.
What would it take?
Yeah.
Let's do a song.
You want to do a song? I mean, one of Genevieve's favourite rap groups is the Sugar Hill Gang. And I wonder if, wouldn't it be nice for us to do a tribute to them?
That's the only song I know how to play.
Oh, yes. I'll go and grab Neil's guitar.
Look at my life.
Yes, yeah, boring, Neil. Give your guitar to someone that can actually play.
Fuck off.
Who we get on? Where's Thingy? What's his face from Placebo?
Brian Malko.
Yeah, can we get him on keys?
Yeah, he can play keys.
Okay, Stephen.
Hey man, what's up?
Can you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play the skins.
Oh,
is that a
no
sexual
way.
Reference? What does that mean?
Oh, no, it means drums. I thought, I play
okay,
drums.
Sure.
What do you need, man? What are we doing?
We're going to do something
pretty special.
Pretty special. Oh, we need a bass player.
I mean, I play guitar. Do you play bass?
I'm a bass man.
You said the bass?
This is the only bass line I know. Guys, can you pay attention? We're gonna. Yep, no, Tim is here. Yeah, he snuck it. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. He's allowed to be. Tim, they're listening. Tim, shh.
I can't hear you, mate. I'm just waiting for
everyone. Stop with the ting. Tim!
Hold on, not everyone's looking yet.
Everyone's looking.
Oh, there we go.
All right, so, thanks.
Off the toilet. Wait, I'll do this further back from the toilet.
All right, guys, we're going to play a song. Your intrepid host and co-host of the Talking Movies Pictures Movie podcast are going to play a set at the Talking Movies Pictures Movies Festival. All right, yes!
Woo!
Woo!
Okay. Guys.
Right, we've got Steve on drums, we've got Brian on synth. This is
Andy on bass.
Young man's guitar.
And, yeah, I've got his guitar. Guys, just, you know, walk in A and watch me for the changes.
Yeah. Wait, Tim, did you just make a movies reference?
I know movies.
I said a hip, a hop, a rhythm, a really is the biggest, best way to rap on a hobby. See, we love big movies, say up, jump for movies, and the movies are the reason we sing. Talking movies, pictures, movies, fest, and a plus one you can bring. And me, the crew, and Genevieve apologize to Tim. See, I am Andy Price, and I'd like to say hello to the colorful movies like Red Dawn, The Color, Purple, and Yellow. But first I gotta clang clang from a movie to a movie. I name drop like Kiss Kiss Bang. bang bang, the movie or The Rock, with all the rubble and explosion just to make Nick Cage seem subtle. So far you've heard my voice, but I brought my co-host along. Well, next on the mic is my man Tim. Come on Tim, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the G-O-O-D-I-N-G-S, and the rest is T-I-M. Well, no drug or doctor can fix my face, cause I'm chasing a hidden dragon. You see, I'm 6'1" and tons of fun, I own every DVD. I got more reels than Paramount Films, and I sleep dressed as E.T. I've seen The Bodyguard, I've seen Pixar's Cars, and I've definitely met Joe Black. I got Lincoln out on rental, and Spielberg wants it back. But when I need to cool, I get my favorite spool projected on the wall. People say it was a dud, but I loved Air Bud, about a dog playing basketball. Him and talk about Paycheck, Green Card, Force Awakens, but I won't tell you the end. I'll give a spoiler alert if I said who got hurt and killed by his son Kylo Ren. Everybody go Kylo, so low, and have you not seen it by today? Just grab your fly girl, go and get some snacks and the special 2-disc Blu-ray. Everybody goes to Netflix for the fix, and even in.
Say what?
If your connection starts acting up, just slide that disc right in. Andy P, my fellow, it's on you, so tell them what you view.
This goes on and on and on on and on, from the first twilight to the breaking dawn. I said A-N-D, Y then P, and an R and an I-C-E. I said I go by the abbreviated name of the man they call Andy P. Well, my taste, it goes all over the world, Ghostbuster ladies and calendar girls. We're going down in history as the broadest critics there ever could be. Now I've seen some highs, I've seen some lows, I've seen movies tell me make fists with my toes. They show showing our fingers and soaring our feet. You squirm in your body in your cinema seat. And then damn, someone starts to speak. You say damn and turn around in your seat. And then you throw your popcorn in the air. You sock them in the drawer and kick the derriere. You wanna listen to the movie without a care, but there's muttering behind. Now does that seem fair? Now I'm not in the worries of the rest of the gangs, but just the same I come out to play, yeah.
Found a place with two pairs of white eyes. All we're here to do in movies is criticize. Singing one and a two and three and four, we give them all 5 stars and we give them some more. Singing on and on and on and on and on with some hot butter pop at the pop, the pop. Give me pop, the pop. I let the popcorn pop. Come inside, yo. Show me what you shot. I guess by now you can take a hint until we're coming to the end of the rapid stint. But that's okay, we got something up our sleeve. Get Craig to do a verse before we leave.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good work, Craig.
Oh, spitting flames.
All right, no need
Love
to
it.
Show off, mate.
I said a 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Genevieve, what are you waiting for?
Maybe that was a bit much.
No, I'm sorry.
A bit too much pressure there, isn't it?
Yeah, I put a lot on her then.
It's a favourite song, but we can't expect her to.
No, I'm sorry.
She's not seasoned rappers.
Okay,
like
no, I know. No, it's,
maybe we should leave it there.
Well, I'm sorry, all Genevieve. Right. Okay.
Okay, fine. Is that for you, or is that for all of us? Can you be a bit more enthusiastic?
I'm clapping. We did a good job.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'll clap as well then. It doesn't feel like we've done a good job, does it? Okay, sorry. Okay, good.
That's good, yeah.
All right. So, that was our summer party, Tim.
I think it went quite well.
I think it did. There was a bit of a wobble at the end there, but I think overall we...
Pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah, no, we did. We pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Well done, Tim.
Well done, mate. There's one thing left to say.
What's that?
Happy summer, Andy.
Oh, happy summer, Tim. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.